country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
That's what we're doing up here in North Dakota, surviving. And thank you for doing the same wherever you are in this great nation or around the world. Listening to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, I'm James Kelso, privileged to be your host for a brief hour together tonight. We're on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. For those of you listening through TalkStream Live, hey, thank you very much for joining us. We love TalkStream Live. And you can call in. You can do more than just listen. You can call in at 800-313-9443. And I was describing, someone was asking me, why is this show so successful? What is your secret formula? I thought for a moment. I said, well, let's see. What is the formula for this show? It's, well, it's all Trump all the time. That's one way. But that leaves out all... It's not just about Trump, it's pro-Trump, but it's all Trump all the time. And that's the way the show was started way back when I had the thought to myself, you know what, this guy that just came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, his former residence, love that, this guy sounds like the real deal. This would make a good radio show, and so was born the Trump Phenomenon. And then the Trump Phenomenon, I thought the guy's phenomenal. He is an event. He is a force of nature. The word phenomenon describes that. So here we are. And once again, the phenomenon did not disappoint us in the last 24 hours. We'll try to just cover some of the things he did in the last 24 hours. Let's go to one of his tweets here. This is 14 hours ago. So this is new. I will be releasing the transcript of the first and therefore more important phone call with the Ukrainian president before week's end. Nice. We learned that today. And I hope he releases it tomorrow morning, because tomorrow we have the little pencil neck Adam Schiff kangaroo court Salem witch trial. And I'll play a little bit of Newt Gingrich calling it actually another Salem witch trial, only much worse, in just a moment. But that starts off tomorrow. And it is a kangaroo court. It's a star chamber. It's, what was the name? I've forgotten the name in my French history of the kangaroo court that guillotined people in the French Revolution. What did they call those things? We had the Lubyanka, the basement of the Lubyanka prison in Moscow. That's Adam Schiff's little secret skiff in the basement of the Capitol. Anyway, that starts tomorrow. Now, get your popcorn out, folks. You'll get plenty of yucks and laughs as you listen to Adam Schiff, who he's arranged this thing. The whole thing is scripted. He gets the first 45 minutes, and he's going to do a whole number on the president is an evil person who is a criminal who must go to jail, who must be impeached. The whole thing is a complete farce, it's treason on the part of Adam Schiff. Anyway, he's making sure that he gets the first 45 minutes. So you can be sure CNN, MSNBC, ABC, they'll have it live, wall to wall. They'll have all their talking heads craning their necks, beaming to listen to their hero, Adam Schiff. But then comes Devin Nunes of California, Republican, patriot, and mad as hell. I think you'll see it tomorrow. He is definitely mad as hell. He's got 45 minutes, and I hope he just unloads tomorrow. This is a moment for him, a chance for a very inspired moment from Devin Nunes. So we'll look for that tomorrow. Jim Jordan is also now on the Senate Intelligence Committee, or House, rather, Intelligence Committee. He was transferred over from the House Judiciary Committee. And so we might get to hear from Jim Jordan tomorrow, too. So that's going to be very special. Okay, let's dig into some of that. I'll go to your calls here. Let me get my caller board up. If you call in at 800-313-9443, if I've missed something that's really, really important today that you'd like to share with the audience, please call in and help out your host here in getting the important stuff to the audience. Okay, so the president's tweeted a whole bunch here today. And let's go. We went to his first tweet of the day, which he's going to release, the first call. And he said it's going to be a humdinger. We're going to really like it. I forget the word he used. There was a word. He said you'll be, what was the word he used? Tantalizing. He says you're going to find this call to be tantalizing. I hope he gets it out before Adam Schiff. Steal the spotlight from Adam Schiff. Okay, here it is, 32 minutes ago, our president. And, you know, this is the first time in my life that I've been able to say that. Our president, my president. This is the first one. This is my, and I know you say the same thing. You've got a president for the first time in your life. Who else could have fit the, was Richard Nixon, did you ever feel he was your president? Or Dwight Eisenhower, if you go back that far, as I do. Or, name anybody. Even Ronald Reagan. Did you ever really have that feeling he's my president? He's our president. He's our hero. There were things to admire about Ronald Reagan. I got to shake his hand. And my mom gave his daughter, Patty, her first job. Yeah, a few little anecdotes there along the trail of Nancy. But no, Donald Trump, the first that is easy to say, he's my president and leader. And here's what he tweeted 32 minutes ago. He's quoting Lou Dobbs. He says, quote, this ridiculous impeachment is a travesty. It's not an inquiry. Just read the transcript. Unquote, Lou Dobbs. Very good. Then another piece of news that's occurring today. The Supreme Court is considering whether Donald Trump has the power to terminate the DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. In other words, can he send these illegals? The only excuse they have is that they were under 18. Come on, 17, 16 years old. This is a child invading your country. It's not a baby in a cradle. But some of them were babies in cradles. And that's their only excuse. They have to be allowed to stay because their parents made them do it. Their parents brought them across the border, and you can't send them back to Mexico or wherever. Well, yes, you can. And historically, yes, we have. There's no problem in sending people back to the land of their birth. Not a problem. Along with their parents, uncles, aunts, cousins, grandparents, and other fake relatives. No problem. No nation has ever had them. No nation before ours. And now some of our European cousins, like the Germans, are having trouble. They just can't get their wrap their brains around the idea that, yeah, you can send people back to the country of their origin. What? Why the hell not? What is wrong with that? You're going back to your country, my friend. I don't care whether you were 2 months old, 2 years old, 20 years old, 80 years old. You were born in Guadalajara. You invaded our country from Guadalajara. And guess what? This plane is going back to Guadalajara or wherever Ahara, with you on it. Anyway, so that will be decided. So the president tweets on the subject. Let me get to the president says today, 1 hour ago, he says to all of us, and by the way, all of us have grown in numbers. Yesterday he had 66.7 million followers. Today he has 66.8 million followers. Can you believe that? 100,000 more people, according to Twitter itself, because we have to rely upon them. There's no way. There's no transparency at Twitter. Not like our president, who's the most, as he describes himself, the most transparent president in American history. I say the most transparent leader in world history ever. Find me a president or a prime minister or a king, a leader of any kind who has been more open than Donald Trump. You can't. Anyway, 100,000 new people today, even according to Twitter, who knows what the real number is. He says an hour ago, DACA recipients with arrest records, number 53,792. These are the innocent little babies. You can't send them back. What, murder, rape, robbery, welfare fraud, bank fraud, drug smuggling, prostitution. You can't send those innocent little babies home. And by the way, these people are in their 30s now. They're not little babies. So according to the demon rats, the president, let's just round it off to 54,000. That's what we know. And remember, with all these sanctuary cities, they're not even allowed to arrest people. They're not allowed to even keep records. They're not allowed to ask people questions. What is the actual number of actual criminals among the so-called DACA, what are they called? Oh, the dreamers. I say the nightmares. We don't know, and we can't know. It's a lot. Of course the president can send them back. Oh, the poor babies. He says that is a very large proportion of the total. Let's find another tweet here to get the ball rolling. Here's a tweet in which he is retweeting Newt Gingrich appearing on Fox and Friends in the morning with, you remember the names of these hosts. Oh, what are their names here? Well, you all know them. But the important one you know is Newt Gingrich. And listen to what he has to say. Very, very good. Remember, he was Speaker of the House, held the same position as the president described her today, Nervous Nancy. He spoke at, the Economics Club or Forum in New York City today, I believe. Very prestigious event. And lowered the boom at that event and referred to Nancy Pelosi as Nervous Nancy. I love that. Very formal occasion. Thank you, Mr. President. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's Nervous Nancy. Thank you. And you're being nice by not using your other phrase for her, Crazy Nancy. In a less formal event, he would pull out Crazy Nancy. Okay, listen to Newt Gingrich now. Here he is. Let me start this back up. He knows what he's talking about.
Good morning to you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning.
Good morning. So tomorrow impeachment proceedings begin, or impeachment inquiry begins. We're going to be able to watch it. President is announcing this morning that he wants to release the first conversation, the transcript that he had with the president of Ukraine. This is what he tweeted this morning. I will be releasing the transcript of the first and therefore more important phone call with the Ukrainian president before week's end. Why do you think he's doing this?
Well, I think the president's case is that he has consistently dealt with Ukraine much better than Obama did. He's helped them much more than Obama did. He has a natural ally in the new reform president of Ukraine. And in the president's mind, I think he believes that he was asking for help in getting to the truth, which is the opposite of what was going on with the Democrats and the Steele dossier and all the lies they were generating. So I suspect the president at one level is sort of frustrated with this idea that Hunter Biden can go off and make $3 or $4 million and nobody's supposed to be allowed to find out whether or not it was corrupt, and that Joe Biden can go off and threaten to take away $1 billion in aid to Ukraine and nobody's allowed to question whether or not it was corrupt. But any word that President Trump uses is somehow suspect. And I think he's trying to say, look, I'm being as open as I know how to be because there isn't anything substantive here.
All right. There's a new word. It's called extortion. I know it because Democrats say it, and so does CNN and MSNBC, because they say quid pro quo confuses people. It's Latin. And you're not going to get people excited about that. I'm actually quoting Congressman Congressman Hines of Connecticut. So now they keep saying extortion. Listen.
We have enough evidence from the depositions that we've done to warrant bringing this forward, evidence of an extortion scheme.
You can call this extortion, call it bribery. It's all the same thing.
The president acted criminally and extorted in the way a mob boss would extort somebody.
What we're actually talking about here is not a pithy Latin phrase. It's something a lot simpler. Bribery and extortion.
He was outraged. He says it's ridiculous. It doesn't add to that. He said, we're extorting Iran to do what we want them to do. Are we going to be guilty of extortion when it comes to Iran? What do you take? What's your take?
Well, first of all, it tells you how carefully organized the news media and the Democrats are, yeah, that they all learned the same word the same morning.
Very astute by Newt Gingrich. How carefully organized the Democrats and the news media are. They all learned the same word on the same morning. And they did. They all started saying extortion this morning. All together, all at the same time. All together now. And they've done it with each of their quid pro quo, all the different terminologies that they've used, obstruction of justice. They're actually a coordinated, they're a RICO, a racketeering-influenced corrupt organization. Here comes Newt Gingrich again.
Second, all of the, my personal view, all of this is garbage.
Nice. I like how he summarized that. Gingrich has got it here. My personal view, all of this is garbage. And of course, on this show, we say bullshit. We got to just amp it up a little bit more. But garbage is a good word. All of this is garbage. Nice. Very good. And you notice that Newt Gingrich is not getting, with a summary judgment like that, he's not getting all tangled up in, you know, let's go point by point. Let's go through the enemy's brief and refute it point for point. No, it's all garbage. And the self-evident nature of that requires that you just, as a judge, a good judge in a good court, he gets a piece of crap suit before him, and the defense moves for summary dismissal, and the judge says, thank you, strikes his gavel on the bench and says, case is dismissed. Go home. That's exactly what's appropriate here.
The idea that remember, this president is saying to the Ukrainians, help me get to the truth. I mean, when did the New York Times and the Washington Post suddenly decide that covering up the truth is a good idea? This is crazy. And the Democrats, frankly, are behaving in a way that's crazy.
Very good. He's calling them crazy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We'll be right back. Still lasting here like the show.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We've got Murr waiting online. Thanks, Murr. Hang on. Hang in there. We'll get to your call. 800-313-9443 to anybody who wants to call in. Boy, there's a bunch of amazing news today. I mean, just go through some of it. This is a wild one. Of course, we're all pleased as patriots that the demon rats are in disarray and panic because their field of candidates sucks so badly. They don't have anybody that's worth a plugged nickel. Biden's a joke. Pocahontas is a joke. Kamala Harris is a joke. Bernie Sanders is a joke. They're all jokes. Well, now, another one of their jokes, the butt of new jokes to be formulated, is Buttigieg. He just became the leader in Iowa. What? The mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. What? He's their leader in Iowa. This is desperation. So they have all kinds of people contemplating getting into the race at this late, late hour. Good news for patriots. Donald Trump is facing a field of midgets. Oh, anyway, that's good news. Let's look for some other good news. Here's an exciting one. Talk about giants. Tom Fitton, F-I-T-T-O-N, the president of Judicial Watch. It's got to be in your bookmarks, Judicial Watch. What is their website? Is it judicialwatch.org or .com? Find it, search it, add it to your bookmarks, read at Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton and the heroes at Judicial Watch, they're the ones, you know, on this show we can report work. The guys who do the work, people like, not me, Tom Fitton, we're just passing along the gems found by these people. Well, Tom Fitton went into a public record, which is the visitor logs at the White House. He went to the Obama visitor logs. These are public information. You can look at them, but you got to do the work. And Tom Fitton found some amazing visits by, yes, the whistleblower, Eric CIA Ramella, with his special relationship with CIA director, Obama director, CIA, John the traitor, voted for Gus Hall, Communist Party candidate for president, Brennan. Eric CIA Rella. Well, he's all over these Obama logs, and he's meeting with all kinds of deep state Trump haters when they're organizing. And see, this is going to, this with folks like Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes and Mark Meadows, let's hope this thing comes back, goes all the way back up to Obama, who is guilty of leading, along with creeps like John Brennan, the coup against the elected, first the future, then the elected, then the sitting president of the United States. And this coup is still going on. You're going to see the latest installment of this coup tomorrow morning when coup crony Adam Schiff takes the microphone. Let me read the story here. Get to the story, Kelso. We have conducted, Tom Fitton writes on Breitbart today, we have conducted an in-depth analysis of Obama-era White House visitor logs, and we have learned a good deal about the people who controversial CIA employee Eric Chiaramella, I don't even know the normal way to pronounce it, I like to say CIA Ramella, met with while assigned to the White House. Now listen, CIA Ramella reportedly was detailed to the Obama White House in 2015 and returned to the CIA during the Trump administration in 2017. And the Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett indicates that a key takeaway is the reported direct relationship CIA Ramella had with former President Barack Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, and Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Boy, there are two pieces of work. And I can't get into the detail here, but it's just a long list of the people that CIA Ramella met with in the White House, showing in the visitor logs. It's all there for anyone with the perspicacity and patriotism of Tom Fitton to report back to us. So that's an exciting story. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked. We'll come back with a couple calls right after this break. And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back, folks. We've got three callers. We'll get to all three of you right now. We've got Murr in Wisconsin, Nancy in California, and Harley in Indiana. Let's start at the top with Murr in Wisconsin. Hi, Murr.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I got this big 20-pound cat sitting on me. It's so cold here.
Well,
I put my legs to sleep. But hey, I wanted to say Q is back again. You know, it put out a few. And it's not just a he. There's a lot of people, and there's AI, and there's a lot of people on Twitter that contribute. They see things, and then Q includes that in their posts, like this one in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yes.
Q posted, and then President Trump said, and we have a forum where we can talk. And this is about Q, and that was saying the 8kun.net, I think, is where they're... People are contributing. There's a lot of people that contribute because you can't trust any other media, really, you know, because they have their lords they have to please. So,
yes, they are a team. Donald Trump has pointed this out so brilliantly. He's the first president to do so. This is a team, the left-wing media, the left-wing Democrats, the whole left-wing establishment is a giant, very well-coordinated team. And unfortunately, lo, these many decades, we patriots have not been a team. We have naively assumed that American politics are fair. We've naively assumed that it's a good idea to be Mr. Nice Guy or Mrs. Nice Guy. This is very naive. We've been in a war all along. We just didn't realize it was a one-way war. Finally, Donald Trump fighting back. And, on the benefits of fighting back, I'm reminded, I was talking with someone earlier today about the Battle of Midway. I don't know whether this movie is any good. If it's faithful to the history of Midway, it's going to be a darn good movie. But any of you out there who watch it, I don't know if it's in theaters now or something, call in the show and let me know. Is Midway, from a patriot point of view, that's the only one we're interested in, is it a good movie? But let me get to the point here about late awakening of patriots. Is it too late that we patriots awake? And I'll go to the comment of the Japanese admiral and commander on the flagship of the four Japanese carriers that were lurking off of Midway. And they were there to destroy Midway and to sink the U.S. carriers, of which we only had two. And this is really one of the real turning points in all of history. American pilots, what incredible courage, what incredible spirit. And I'm going to relate those pilots, folks, to you patriots out there. You are those pilots. And they ended up sinking three of the Japanese carriers. And that decided the war in the Pacific, which ended up being decided by aircraft carrier power. And America ended up having the superior aircraft carrier power because our carriers survived. And these pilots sank the heart of the Japanese Navy in that Battle of Midway. And by the way, it came down to one single pilot, the commander of the dive bomber squadron, making one single decision, brave decision, that led to that complete success, which otherwise would have been a catastrophe. But here's the point I want to make. I forget his name, but the Japanese admiral on the bridge of his flagship was watching the American torpedo pilots come in one by one with their defective torpedoes coming in along at wave top level, trying to get their torpedoes in on the Japanese carriers. All of them failed. I think all but one plane was just shot out of the sky by the withering blast of gunfire from the sides of the Japanese carriers and fleet. All these men died, except for just a few who survived. The Japanese admiral is watching all of this. And then the quote must be in the movie. I mean, this has to be in the movie. In fact, I want to actually learn it in the original Japanese because it's such an important statement. And I believe, if memory serves, he said something to the effect, "My God," as he watched these incredibly heroic Americans come into certain death. He said, "My God, if the rest of the American fighters are like this, we made a big mistake." Damn right. Damn right. The Japanese made a big mistake. And now I want to relate it to the present moment. Let's hope it's damn right that our enemies made a big mistake in foisting the New World Order on us, foisting globalism on us. We were late. You know, we came in late. Our torpedoes didn't work. We went down in flames, but they made a big mistake because we're here and we're ready to fight and we don't run. That's what those American pilots illustrated. Just think, put yourself in their seat, folks, in that torpedo bomber. Just your little lonely torpedo bomber with only one weapon. I don't know what it weighed, a 2,000-pound torpedo. They didn't work, by the way. They were defective. The Japanese had built better carriers than our, better torpedoes, better planes. Their pilots were better trained. They'd mastered, just as the Chinese have now. They'd stolen everything we had, and they'd perfected it. They were in better shape than we were. The only thing we had going for us was guts, and we had plenty of that. And that's what that admiral was noticing. He said, if the rest of these Americans fight like this, we goofed big time. And he was right. He saw the doom of the Japanese aggression right there at that Battle of Midway. So are we too late? Has Donald Trump sounded the clarion call too late? I don't think so. It is very late. Yeah, go ahead, Mer.
Yeah. Is it too late for us to really see what he's trying to show us, that we just want to make things and trade with each other? It's too late for war. We don't need that anymore. We never did need it, but we didn't know we were being pushed into it. You've heard of Mike Rivera's All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, right?
Yes, and when you say war, yeah, we certainly don't need perpetual war. We certainly don't need that, and we don't need wars for other people's interests. But there are different forms of war. And we are right now, you and I, Mer, we are in a war right now. And
it's struggle. There's words for struggle, jihad and kampf, right? There's different words in different languages. Yeah. We're in a struggle.
We're in a war, and the future lives of our descendants are at stake. Might not be you, Mer, or me.
You have a son and a daughter, so.
Yes,
but
our descendants will live in freedom or slavery, may live
struggle
or die.
Struggle between good and evil. You think about the left, think about stories about the left-handed path. There's a good one by Dr. Truot on his The Story Behind the Story website. I'll put that in the chat room, too. But I put the Judicial Watch in there, and I was watching a Tom Fitton clip here.
Let me just extract a little bit more from that inspiration of the Battle of Midway, however good or bad or ugly the movie may be. The Battle of Midway is incredibly inspirational. Those young, think of them, they're just boys. Those people, the Battle of Midway, rushed into the cockpits of planes, poorly trained, ill-equipped. And they're coming in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, in the middle of nowhere, and they're going to fly right into Japanese carriers. Not one of them turned back. Not one of them shirked their duty. It's just incredible courage. And the question now, Mer, is this, and this applies to you ladies as well, of course, but of course all those pilots there were men, of course, at that time. And my dad, by the way, when I asked this next question, it connects a little bit here. My dad was a pilot in World War II and in the Air Force, not the Navy. And the question is, are we today, are we our father's sons? Do we have the kind of guts that our fathers had? And for some of you, your grandfathers and grandmothers and so on. That's the question. We're finding out.
We need to keep our guts inside us so they can make our brains work, right? And
well,
our hearts.
Yes.
So
yes.
We don't have
but
to do
but those pilots, anymore. Those pilots who flew into, I understand what you're saying. But
think about the movies. Think about the movies a minute there, James Kelso. Who makes
yes,
them?
What,
who
what
makes
I'm saying
money
is,
off of them? How about we man-caught them? How about we man-caught that media?
Yes. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yes.
Don't use their little boy words. They own that. They took that from that man's name. So we'll do him homage too, and we'll call it Mancott.
Okay. Well, yes, we need to. We definitely need to stop watching CNN and MSNBC and ABC. And we had this news in yesterday's show. Wonderful. Let me remember the guy's name. He's so forgettable. It's not. It's the guy who looks like a potato. What was his name? The guy who looks like a potato, and John Nolte called him Tato yesterday. He has taken in 6 months. He has nosedived in his own dive bomber, his own gutless dive bomber. He's taken his CNN ratings down 40% in 6 months. That's good. Yeah. So that's the way we want to do it, folks. We want to see all these Chris Cuomos and Anderson Coopers who are being targeted personally by Donald Trump. He's calling them out personally. He's pointing his finger right at them, and he's saying, you know, you, Anderson Cooper, you piece of garbage, you know, you liar. And he's using strong language. You're a liar.
Let them fall flat broke. Let them be the targets like these Nickersons are. Take everything from them. They're taking all this from these people because they're good Christian family. They travel around doing good for everyone in their bus and their seven children. And so they want to take this land from them. There's probably some sort of mineral under the soil, but, you know, because they can ping that from the satellite. And did you know water is considered a mineral now? Dr. Wynn Parker told us this would be World War III over water.
Well, the we'll go to all those subjects, Murr. And by the way, thank you as always for calling in, Murr. And if you get to see this movie before I do, let me know. Let me know if it's true to history.
No way in hell.
Okay. Yeah, is it true to these heroes? All right. Thanks, Murr. Let's go to Nancy in California. Nancy, are you there?
Murr is one of my favorite callers. I always enjoy her input. I don't know why anybody would celebrate the bombing of Pearl Harbor, because they knew they set it up to happen. They let it happen to get us into war. There was nothing glorious about what happened with Pearl Harbor.
Well, the... okay, I'm trying to hang on to your thought here. I want to connect Pearl Harbor with, of course, that was the big battle that preceded Midway, and the Midway Island is just to the northwest there, the Hawaiian Islands, and it was a big naval battle and a big aerial battle, just like Pearl Harbor. And yes, it does appear that the Roosevelt administration had prior knowledge of the attack on Pearl Harbor. I think that's true.
They let all those men be little peons. You know, they call us worthless eaters, etc.
Well, the heroism, though, and by the way, one of my personal heroes, Charles A. Lindbergh, this is little known. He fought. He flew and fought and actually knocked out a Jap plane in probably killed the pilot in
he was against that war.
Yes, he was, but he fought in it, and he did.
Yeah, but he was still against it. He said, fact, I think that's why they came and kidnapped his little baby and buried that baby alive as a warning to shut up. His father was a congressman, and his father spoke out against the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yes, Charles A. Lindbergh Sr., a tremendous hero. I've visited several times. I've spent a lot of time in Charles Lindbergh's boyhood home, where Charles Lindbergh Sr. raised little Charles A. Lindbergh. And it's there in Little Falls, Minnesota. And I've made several pilgrimages to that location. And I really know a lot about the Lindberghs and love them, father and son, and the whole family. And the Lindbergh was very much against He saw very correctly, and we're seeing the consequences today. He said, this is a quote from his November 1939 article in Reader's Digest. He said, unless we band together to preserve that most priceless possession, our inheritance of European blood. That's an exact quote. It's burned into my brain. And then paraphrasing, he said elsewhere in the article, he said that we're engaged in a war that may end Western civilization. And what Charles Lindbergh was indicting there was Hitler's attack on Poland. That's when he wrote the article, right after Hitler had attacked, totally and insanely.
That's
attacked.
Not true. No.
Let's stop right there.
That's history.
Hang on, Nancy.
You need to watch Europa, The Last Battle, and it will expose a lot of the lies we've grown up with, and that we've been taught.
But hang on, Nancy. We just opened a huge can of worms, and I'm really eager to talk about this with you. But in the limited time that we have, let's just please you know, call back in the future so we can discuss this in much greater detail. But when I said Hitler launched an attack on Poland on September 1st, 1939, he did, in fact, launch that attack, did he not?
They were massacring. They were, okay, for the First World War and the Versailles Treaty.
Well, hang on. I know, Nancy,
guaranteed a Second World War, which they got, and they were, the Polish didn't want the Germans there, and they were massacring those people.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, and now we got, stay with me, because I want to come back and flesh this out a little bit more with you in the couple
you
minutes we have.
We don't have enough time. You have a third caller, and you have 10 minutes, and there's a commercial, and I have to go. But
I'll talk to you. Okay, Nancy, I'll talk to you. You'll hear me right after the break addressing your point. We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We're back, folks. And we're going to get to Harley in Indiana here in just a moment, but I'll have to talk fast. The point I was going to make to you, Nancy, out there, if you're listening, is yes, Adolf Hitler started World War II. Yes, he did. On September 1st, 1939, he initiated the war by launching the Wehrmacht, the Luftwaffe, and the Kriegsmarine against Poland. No, there is no justification for that. It is the most insane and worst act by a white man in the history of the world, the most destructive single act in the history of the of our race, of our people. More of us died, more damage was caused, and we're living in that damage right now, today. And Charles Lindbergh foresaw it. He said, this war may end Western civilization. Incredible prophet. And by the way, on that quote of the Japanese admiral, I don't know which one it was. Was it Yamamoto or Nagumo or which one of the admirals that were there in the fleet? But if it was Yamamoto, Yamamoto was later shot down. I looked it up here on April 18th, 1943, by a formation of American P-38s. And those P-38s were able to reach Admiral Yamamoto and shoot him down and kill him because Charles A. Lindbergh showed those pilots personally how they could make P-38s fly twice as far as they thought possible and as much further than the Japanese thought possible. It's why Yamamoto was caught unawares and shot out of the sky. But the in a few seconds, it very much needs to be talked about. I have a tremendous understanding of Hitler, of World War II, and of the argument that some are making, that Hitler was not the bad guy, that I assure you he was, and that he didn't cause the destruction that I assure you he caused. And I this is a very important debate. It needs to be held among patriots, because as long as we're any patriots who think they can ever sell the Patriot program while at the same time saluting Hitler, you're dreaming. You're dreaming. It's a non-starter, dead in the water. Can't happen. Won't work. Hasn't for three quarters of a century. It's been a total failure to think you could somehow sell Hitler as a hero. You can't. He's not. And the Patriot program needs to start the way Lindbergh and his father, the Patriot program they espoused, that Henry Ford espoused, that my cousin Madison Grant espoused, all before Hitler was in diapers, is the one that worked back then, and it's working right now, led by Donald Trump. The Hitler thing, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. That's pretty short. There are a few points I missed there in the time we have, but I want to get to Harley in Indiana. Harley, I'm probably way off what you wanted to talk about. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to hit Buddha Butt. I just wanted to just comment real quick that he is an Oxford scholar, a Rhodes scholar, graduated from Oxford and either Yale or Harvard type university.
You mean the
and
new?
He was
new
by the Queen.
Yes,
by the Queen. So he's not just a little town mayor. He's up there in the Illuminati type situation.
Okay, well, I hear you on that. And could you enlighten us on that further? Call in tomorrow night's show, if you can, and we'll
all
talk
right.
more about
South Bend is a sanctuary city.
Yes, let's talk about this creep, Buttigieg. Let's talk about him tomorrow night. All right, we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow night. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Thanks a lot.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.